Westmore.
Welcome back to Westmore Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. This is Project Independence and You. I'm your host, John Ryan, and my co-host today is Otto Loos.
Yes, John, and it was a good session.
I just want to make one editorial comment.
What this shows is the importance of being able to talk to people you can trust when it comes down to guidance for that type of situation, you know, Epic, Medicare, whatever. And I think that's where Project Independence comes into the equation. Nobody's trying to sell you anything. They're only trying to guide you to the right path for you, what they believe would be the best path. So anyhow, that's my...
No, but I'm agreeing. That's 100%. Yeah. And our next guest is doing the same thing, which is Kelly Steinman, who actually works for the town.
Hi.
Oh, I said Northwell. I'm saying, no, you're with the town. But you're a nurse
Northwell
from Northwell.
Nurse,
right,
yes.
I realize. I know you're a nurse, and I thought, you know, I'm saying you're a nurse for the town, but Kelly is associated with Northwell Healthcare, and she's going to share with us, which I think is very important, especially this past week, summer tips for seniors. It's been vicious.
Very vicious.
And people don't pay attention, and they go out, and then there's an issue that could have been avoided. Kelly, thank you so much.
Oh, no problem.
Let me just ask you a question. You're a PI nurse.
Yes.
Full-time, right?
Yes. Tuesday through Friday.
You're under Northwell.
Yes.
That's what confused me. Okay.
Well, all the nurses that are involved with Project Independence really don't work for Project Independence. They're
subcontractors.
Right.
Yes.
I didn't realize that. That's why.
Yes.
It just threw me when I saw Northwell. I said, oh, maybe she left. I'm saying, what am I saying?
Yes.
But that's Project Independence. Actually, Project Independence does very little itself. It just facilitates and pulls together all the pieces.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Now I get it. I didn't realize that. Thank you.
Now you'll be
it's your job to keep us safe. Keep the senior safe.
I try my best.
And you do a wonderful job. We see Kelly at all these different programs. You're out of Port Washington.
Port Washington, New High Park, and Great Neck.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Okay. That's wonderful. But I said I've seen Kelly floating around. So,
yes.
I have seen her floating
around. Yes. I'm the floater.
She's the floater.
I'm all over the place.
Some ideas in your mind to share with seniors as the summer progresses and, you know, the last couple of days.
The last couple of days have been terrible.
Right.
I've been making a lot of home visits and really encouraging the seniors to stay inside. Stay in a cool place, please, you know, to turn on their air conditioner. I went to a visit yesterday that they really didn't want to put their air conditioner on and just use fans. And so we got down into the nitty-gritty about why not using the air conditioner, and it came down to some money issues. So I referred that person to social work, and maybe they could help them figure out the best way to go about that, because they really do need air conditioning. It was a third-floor walk-up building in Great Neck, and it was quite uncomfortable up there, and I was there for a couple hours. So you could imagine how I felt just in that apartment.
Right.
As opposed to these, this couple living up there and being in their apartment for a couple of days. So I actually encouraged them to go out last night around 6 o'clock when the sun went down to see if they could get better quality air.
Yeah.
Right, okay.
It was quite uncomfortable for me, so imagine how they felt.
Just to keep on that couple.
Mm-hmm.
How did you wind up in their apartment?
I see them fairly routinely. I've been seeing them for over 6 years.
Okay.
And they've aged as well as I have. Their health is deteriorating, and they've actually lost a daughter, and they really don't have much family support at this point. So they keep saying that I'm all they have.
Okay.
And that's not really true. They have all of Project Independence behind them, and I'm just trying to make them realize that.
But this came basically from a call to 311.
From a call to 311 from actually the daughter years ago.
Okay, and that you went out, or the social worker went out and said, there's a need here.
Yes.
Okay.
Which is what makes this program great.
Right, that's why I wanted to stress how Kelly went up there, which I think is tremendous.
Right.
And that 6 years later, she's still visiting,
keeping
up, and you're part of their family.
Yeah, their need has definitely varied much over the course of the 6 years, but at this point, it's quite intense. And I just felt that I needed to go there, and I called them to see how they were doing, and it was good.
You know, just to stick on this topic for a minute, because I think it's important right now, and that is air conditioning, all right?
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people in the older category grew up, many of them, without air conditioning.
Right.
You know, they had fans. They wore handkerchiefs around their neck to keep. And I can relate because that's how I grew up.
Mm-hmm. When I first met you, you had a handkerchief, right?
Yeah, that's right. So sweat wouldn't roll down.
Right.
You know, but some people can afford air conditioning.
Right.
And they still don't want to put it on.
Exactly.
Why is that? I mean, how do you get across to people that it's really a good thing to put this air conditioner on? You don't have to be Spartan about it and you know, sweat to death. Like, I've read some article somewhere that in this weather right now, the temperature probably goes up to 85 degrees in a house.
Yes.
All right? With air that's not moving.
No.
Maybe to have a fan. Mm-hmm. And how do you get the message across that use the air condition?
Well,
I understand economics, all right?
You answer that, Kelly, you're going to become a millionaire.
Yeah, I know. It's very, very difficult, and it doesn't always happen in one visit. But sometimes if they just observe me sweating, they will actually turn around and accommodate me as opposed to taking care of themselves. And I try to always turn the table and put it on themselves, and I tell them, do you see how I am right now?
Mm-hmm.
And I can see you, so let's take care of you first, and let's get you comfortable. So, you know, because most people that I go in are more worried about me. I'm worried about them, but they turn around, they ask me how I am, which is nice because as a nurse, you don't really get that. But the seniors of this generation still care about people.
Right.
And that's, you know, that's the world today that unfortunately that we live in. But the seniors of that generation are the nice people and they do care about others. So they will turn around and say, okay, maybe I will put the air conditioner on. So if it's on, I always turn around and say, doesn't it feel much better in here now? And sometimes they say yes. And sometimes they turn it off when I leave.
Yeah, of course.
Well, sometimes they wind up putting a coat on.
Yes.
Because they're actually cold.
Well, that's fine if they're cold. Yeah. I mean, I actually, you know, I see it a lot. I'm a financial advisor, and I see people who could be turning it on, but they're concerned with the kids. And, and what I say, and you have such a time saying they don't want you to suffer, to think you left them a few extra dollars, and you're not eating properly, you don't have the heat on properly in the winter or the air conditioning. But it's going to touch principal. And I spent, you know, I had to get a new car or I had to get a couch fixed or some ridiculous thing. So, and it's like, your heart bleeds. It's like, you could be here for only six more months.
Right.
Why shouldn't you be comfortable?
Yes.
And honestly, I pity your job because it's so difficult to get through to them.
Yes, it really is.
And you're seeing them suffer. I don't see them suffer because I'm on the phone.
You know, it's a difficult situation, but, you know, that's just one part. That's just air conditioning. We see them suffer in immense ways, you know, with caregiving and hiring a caregiver, and that costs money, too. And so this is just one part, and I'm glad it only lasts for a few months.
Right. And even that, I mean, I had this conversation yesterday with somebody, coincidentally, because I knew you were coming on, we were talking about it. Even it's a couple of months, but even within those couple of months, you have three or four terrible days, and then it breaks. Like today now it's cool, so it'll cool the house down a little bit, and we'll be good for a couple of days.
Right. One day, and then it's going to go back up into the 90s.
Right.
Oh, it's going back? Okay.
Yeah.
But, you know, I do tell people, you don't have to use your air conditioner at home then. Go to a cooling center. You know, you can call 311 and ask where the nearest cooling center is, or you can go to your library. You can go to the movies. You
That's
can
true,
go
true.
Grocery
go
shopping.
Out. Yeah.
You know, even
I mean,
if it is just for a couple
and
hours.
You have the ability
if you're mobile,
to get out.
Right, which is good.
You can sit in your car for 15 minutes.
No. Well, you can. You can.
I mean,
if the air conditioner, right? Some people like to sit in the car and put their windows half down. That's not doing it.
Right.
And they like to bring their pets with them. Not a good thing for pets either.
Oh, that's true. Right. You know what? Actually, recently also, I was in Roosevelt Field for the first time about a month ago, for the first time in a couple of years.
Mm-hmm.
That's a tremendous place.
Yeah, I get
the
lost.
Floors are clean. I know you can get lost.
Yes.
I don't
like
shopping there. I just have to go for a pair of glasses, that type of thing. But if you went there and just took a walk around there,
I actually had a similar experience, and I did walk around because
Isn't it clean?
I hadn't been there in years either. And the place is really different and huge.
Oh, God, it's unbelievable.
You could hang out there for
a while. But if you're looking for a specific store, you're not going to do it.
You spend most of your day there.
You know.
You know, one of the other topics that I saw on his list, that hydration, you know, and that, I can relate to that as a senior. Hydrating too much is a problem because you wind up having to go
to the
room.
To the room.
The room.
The dreaded room.
more often than you want. So it's like a catch-22. But if you don't hydrate, then you wind up with other problems. What are your thoughts on that?
It's very true. You know, we tell everybody throughout the course of the year always to drink water. And 90% of the time is I can't drink too much because I end up in the bathroom.
Right.
But during the summertime, your body really doesn't tell you when you're thirsty until it's too late. And as you age, your body loses the ability to stay hydrated. So that's why the doctor will tell you, drink more water, and it helps
oh,
with
really?
Circulation.
I didn't know that.
Yes,
okay.
You know, you lose those signs and symptoms. So by the time your body really tells you that you're thirsty, as you age, you're almost past the point of dehydration already. You lose the ability to sweat as much. So if you ever notice, like a 50-year-old sweating, they could be profusely sweating. But when's the last time you've seen somebody in their 80s and 90s really sweating, right? It doesn't really happen too often. And that's actually a late sign of heat stroke is no sweating at all. You can feel dizzy, lightheaded, nauseous. Those are late signs of heat stroke. Not good. It's exposure to heat for a very long time. But hydration is super, super important. We always tell everybody to walk around with a bottle of water. Keep one with you. Just keep it in your pocketbook or keep it in the basket of your walker. Try to drink at least one extra bottle of water a day.
You know, that's another age thing. You know, like the cell phone, people carrying a cell phone, carrying a bottle of water. A lot of people in the older generation look and they say, what are they always walking around with a bottle of water in their hand for?
Right.
You know, I don't need bottled water or whatever, but that's a generational thing.
Yes.
And, but the other thing that
we're going to hold that.
Yeah.
We'll take a break a little bit early. This way, that won't be an interrupted question.
Then I have to be able to remember what I was going to say.
You can go to the room in the interim.
Yeah.
You're listening to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. We'll be right back.